It's here.
Still on his feet. Left side touchdown.
The wait is over.
Throws it up in traffic and it's intercepted.
High school football begins now. ...97.9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports, and Merritt Store and Grill present the High School Football Game of the Week. All season, join Anthony Wellman, Jeff Hamlin, Paul Connell, and Walter Storholt for twice the games on 97.9 FM and streaming live on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Got a man right sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
WCHL Championship Sports High School Game of the Week is presented by Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance in Chapel Hill. And in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance.
Go on his feet, left side, touchdown.
Get ready for all the action, all the excitement, and exclusive coverage you can't find anywhere else. High school football kicks off now. Here's your host, Jeff Hamlin.
And good evening from Raleigh, Cardinal Gibbons versus Chapel Hill here tonight, and we pause now for the playing of our national anthem. There's the national anthem here tonight as Cardinal Gibbons gets ready to go up against Chapel Hill. And the big riddle for the Tigers is how do you come off one of the most valiant efforts in team history, a game in which the game-winning touchdown came on the final play from scrimmage by Orange? How do you recover from that, go on the road against one of the best teams in the Big 8 Conference, and come out with a victory knowing that your playoff life could hinge on this very matchup? That's the challenge that 10th-year Chapel Hill Tiger head coach Isaac Marsh faces, trying to build his team up and trying to do so without their number one skill player in Darius Allen, who is out for the season after suffering a broken hip 2 weeks ago in Chapel Hill's victory over Northern Vance. The Crusaders make their way out onto the field. They're in their black with neon green, with black helmets and green trim. Chapel Hill in their road white uniforms with gold trim and black helmets. Cardinal Gibbons comes into this game 6-2 on the season. They are 3-1 in the Big 8 Conference. Chapel Hill, meanwhile, is 3-5 overall, and they are 2-2 in the Big 8 Conference, coming off the disappointment last week against Orange and the victory over Northern Vance, which proved to be a very costly victory indeed. Not only did the Tigers lose Darius Allen in that contest, the team's leading rusher who only played in four games this season, but they also had several other injuries, including an injury to their second-string tailback, Lonnie Baldwin. He is listed as doubtful to play tonight for the Tigers. So, most likely we'll see Ricky McDowell, who got the start at tailback last week for Chapel Hill. He ran for 44 yards in the 6-0 loss to the Panthers. Ready to kick the ball away here for Chapel Hill is Connor Albrecht. Triple safety alignment for Cardinal Gibbons here on the return as they move right to left, as we're all set for action here tonight in the capital city. And it'll be DiMaggio taking the ball at the 20, up the middle, past the 25, over the 30, and he fights ahead to the 33-yard line. And so it will be first down coming up here for Cardinal Gibbons, as Dante DiMaggio, the backup quarterback, and a wide receiver as well on offense, returns the ball 12 yards to the 34-yard line officially. The starting quarterback for Cardinal Gibbons will be Sean Stankavage, who has thrown for 1,913 yards through 8 games. He has thrown 17 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. It will be a spread look for Cardinal Gibbons as they go with 4 wide receivers, 3 to the near side. Play action fake, throw to the far side, pass is caught, and that is DiMaggio with the ball past the 40, and he fights over to the 43-yard line. So is he just shy, or is he right at the chains and good enough for the first down? Yes, that will be good enough for the first down. Or maybe it won't. The officials started to move the chains, but now they hold up. Cardinal Gibbons going without a huddle regardless. It will be second down and 1. Now the head linesman comes over from the other end of the field and orders the chains to just go ahead and move. So they rule 10 yards on the play for DiMaggio and a first down. DiMaggio hauls in his 22nd reception of the year. He's now over 400 yards receiving on this 2013 campaign. Stankavage on first down. The inside handoff, no, keeps it himself on the zone read. Over the 45, past the 50. He rumbles into Chapel Hill territory. Near sideline 40, over to 35 and out of bounds. Close to the 30-yard line. A marvelous run by Sean Stankavage as he fights to the 28-yard line of Chapel Hill. The big gainer there is good for 32 yards. Stankavage is actually the second leading rusher on this team, behind only David Smith, number 43. Smith has run for 545 yards. Stankavage has run for 513. And here's the play action fake and the handoff up the middle. Peyton Offnick, the backup running back for Smith, fights up the middle, has a hole over the 20, past the 15, and very quickly the Crusaders have rumbled into the red zone of Chapel Hill. As the fight to the 11-yard line will make it first down and 10, Cardinal Gibbons can get a first down without scoring. This is a high-scoring Crusader offense that's averaging 41 points per game. They're averaging 434 yards per contest. First down and 10 here. Here's the quick read to the far sideline, and it's dropped by Brandon Loy, number 1, who points to his chest saying, "That's my fault." And it'll be second down. Chapel Hill trying to come up with some magic defensively. Remember last week they held Orange scoreless, but really they're going from one extreme to another offensively. Panthers going with a double wing and, of course, the spread offense for Cardinal Gibbons. Rolling out to Stankavage, throws far sideline, passes caught, and it is Chris Gorman with the catch inside the 5-yard line, and he is tackled shy of the first down at about the 4. So Chris Gorman, who is the leading receiver on the team, gets 8 here, and it'll be third down and 2. Stankavage again stands in the shotgun. Peyton Offnick will be the lone back in the backfield here as Cardinal Gibbons tries to score in its first possession. Third down and 2 from the Chapel Hill 4. And it will be Stankavage trying to take it himself, but the white wall collapsed right on him. A little bit of hesitation is all that the Chapel Hill defense needed, and Stankavage held up on the pump fake and got sacked, thrown back at the 7-yard line. So the loss of 3 will make it fourth down. Now, Cardinal Gibbons has not kicked a field goal all year. They are 0 of 2, and that tells you a lot about their fourth down philosophy. But they are going to go for a field goal here. It will be Brandon Loy, who lines up as a wide receiver on offense, trying to kick his first field goal of the season now. This will be from 33 yards out. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is up. And Brandon Loy has kicked his first field goal of the year. He is now 1 of 3. So, Cardinal Gibbons takes it down the field, but the Tiger 4-yard line is as far as they could get. Drive took 2:07 off the clock. 9:53 remaining here in the first quarter, and the score is Cardinal Gibbons 3 and Chapel Hill nothing. And you're listening here to High School Football on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
So the field goal by Brandon Loy makes it 3-0 Cardinal Gibbons. This game important for several reasons. Number one, Cardinal Gibbons trying to stay in the hunt for the Big 8 championship as they wound up suffering their first conference loss in 4 years earlier this year. In fact, it happened 2 weeks ago on this very field. Their last home game, they lost to Southern Durham. Before that, Cardinal Gibbons had won 22 straight conference games. Loy with a grounded kick on the kickoff. It's taken by an up back at the 20. And to the 29-yard line goes the Tiger, who wound up picking up the ball, and that's as far as he could go. So Chapel Hill will come out onto the field now, first down at 10, a banged-up Chapel Hill front. Austin Turner was the man who wound up taking the ball and returned at 9 yards, make it 8 yards to the 28. So it'll be first down coming up here for Chapel Hill. The Tigers, off that tremendous game last week against Orange, where they held a Panther team that was averaging 41 points per contest to only a touchdown. The bad news for Chapel Hill is that that touchdown came on a Hail Mary on the very last play of the game. The quarterback, Grant DeSelm, back to throw, looks, dumps it over the middle, and it's high, and is it picked off? No, incomplete. Two Crusaders were right there trying to get to it. That time it was Aaron Hirsch who was the intended receiver to the far end of the field, and Dante DiMaggio, the free safety who dove for the ball, comes up limping. DiMaggio, one of two Cardinal Gibbons players to go both ways tonight. DiMaggio stays in the game, though. Chapel Hill moving left to right. It'll be second down and 10 here for the Tigers. And the handoff will go to the first man through, and that goes to Ricky McDowell, who tried to go around left end. He is the fourth man to get a start at tailback this year for Chapel Hill, but here, McDowell tackled for no gain, and it will be third down. You take a look at these two teams, and the difference that really hits you is roster size. Cardinal Gibbons plays about 32 more players than Chapel Hill, at least on the roster. So it'll be third down. Call it third and 10 after the run for no gain by McDowell. DeSelm out of the pistol setup. 3-0 Cardinal Gibbons with the lead here early on tonight in North Raleigh. Play action fake by DeSelm. Meets pressure. Dumps it deep down the field. And he's overthrown the pass. It was thrown for Albert Namayo. But it'll be fourth down as it was overthrown. So a 3-and-out forced by the Cardinal Gibbons defense. And now Chapel Hill will have to kick the ball away. We see Grant DeSelm stay in games usually as the punter. As the Tigers barely took a minute off the clock with that drive, that wound up going no place. Chris Gorman steps back at his own 44-yard line to receive the punt. High kick is away. Gorman runs under it, takes it at the 44, and he's forced out of bounds into the sideline of the Crusaders at the 47. So, Cardinal Gibbons with their high spread attack will set up there. The markup will come actually at the 48-yard line. And this Crusader team that was quarterbacked by young Sean Stankavage, of course, many North Carolina fans are familiar with that last name. His father played quarterback at UNC, and of course, his mother, Sue Walsh, arguably the greatest ACC swimmer of all time. Of course, she went to UNC as well. So Stankavage lines up out of the backfield. Hand off? No, it's going to be pulling it back as Stankavage, but the white shirts gang up on him right at midfield. And Stankavage crossed the 50-yard stripe, and that's as far as he could go. Gain of two on the play. He'll be second down and 8. On the tackle that time was Isaiah Farrington for Chapel Hill. The Tigers are one win shy of becoming playoff eligible. They're trying to make the playoffs for the sixth time in 7 years. Stankavage on 2nd and 8 pulls the ball back from Offit, throws far sideline, pass is dropped, and nearly fell into the lap of a Tiger. It was intended for DiMaggio, who just couldn't haul it in. He started running before he could collect the ball. So it will be 3rd down and 8 here. Chapel Hill needs confidence defensively after giving up a field goal a moment ago, but of course the big sack on 3rd down forced the first field goal of the year by Cardinal Gibbons kicker Brandon Loy. Gorman in the game has one wide out to the near side, rolling out far side, pass is caught, trying to get the first down is Earl Gill, And it is caught, and he ran enough for the first down. Needed to get to the 42 of Chapel Hill, and Earl Gill gets to the 41. First down here for Cardinal Gibbons. And for Gill, that's his 42nd reception of the year. Cardinal Gibbons going with four wide receivers on every play. Peyton Offnick is in the backfield as the running back. Stankavage, after the new set of downs, throws near side. Pass caught by Foreman, hit at the 40 and dragged down at the 38. Fine tackle made that time by 14, Daniel Govert. So the gain is good for three. It'll be second down and seven. Again, a hurry up here. The next 2 weeks for Cardinal Gibbons, of course, will be critical because after this, it will be at Northwood in Pittsburgh, and then the week after that, one of the most coveted matchups of the year, Orange. Stankavage looks back to throw, drifts back a long way, now throws, and the pass is picked off. It was intercepted. It was intended for Peyton Offnick, but stepping right in front of it was number 33, Brandon Nickerson, who read that play perfectly. And Nickerson saw what was coming and picked off that pass like a bandit, and Chapel Hill forces the interception. For Stankavage, that's his 11th pick of the year. And the ball will be at the Chapel Hill 41-yard line, first down and 10. 3-0 the score. Cardinal Gibbons with a field goal on its initial drive. But the Tigers back in business. Here's Grant DeSelm, who's thrown for over 1,100 yards thus far on the year. Back of the backfield. Back to throw. DeSelm throws far sideline, and the pass is caught by the fullback. And stepping out of the tackle is Brandon Wendell, and he fights ahead past the 45 and to the 47-yard line. Brandon Wendell, the second leading receiver on the team, at 21 receptions now on the year, and he's ahead to the 48 of Chapel Hill for a gain of 7. So second down and a long three. You'll see Wendell line up in the backfield sometimes with Ricky McDowell, the new starting tailback. Again, the pistol set up, and in motion goes Wendell. And here's the draw play. He'll go to McDowell, who runs, pulls up the middle into the secondary, over the 45 to the 40. And a good run by Ricky McDowell has Chapel Hill crossing the 50-yard line for the first time tonight. And ahead to the Cardinal Gibbons 40-yard line. A gain of 12 that time for Ricky McDowell, who ran for 44 yards last week against Orange. McDowell had only spare duty before the Northern Vance game, but then he was pressed into emergency duty after Chapel Hill's top two tailbacks both left that game with injury. And the handoff again will go to McDowell, who finds room around the right side past the blocks of Joey Raines and Darrell Parker. And he manages to advance the ball to the 35-yard line for a gain of 5. John Mullen gets the tackle for the Crusaders, but it's a solid gain of 5 here for the Tigers in their white uniforms. The Tigers picked up one road win this year, but it came at a precious time. They beat East Chapel Hill to win the Hodgson Cup for the 10th consecutive year. Now ran the option to sell with a shovel pass, and this time it goes to Wendell, and he's close to a first down. Excellent timing that time by Grant DeSelm, as he just figured out the right time, faking the option pitch to McDowell, and then he shoveled it off to Wendell, who is close to a first down. In fact, so close, thought they were going to call for a measurement for just a second, but instead it'll be third down in inches. Chapel Hill just barely has to cross the 30 here to get the first down. All this set up by the interception by Brandon Dickerson. It'll be an eye backfield. Wendell the fullback and McDowell the tailback. DeSelm behind center with a long count. Handoff will go to Wendell. Just needed to get the ball about a foot, and that's what he got. So it'll be a first down for Chapel Hill here as Brandon Wendell, who has rushed for a season-best 32 yards earlier this year against East Chapel Hill, picks up a yard. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter, and Chapel Hill down 3-0, but they are threatening. And it's been a good, long, time-consuming drive here. Play-action fake by DeSelm. Looks deep. He'll go into the corner of the end zone. Pass is caught and dropped. Just had it in his hands for a moment, but it came out. And both the Crusader who made the tackle on Aaron Hirsch, the intended receiver, and Hirsch himself were down for just a moment. Hirsch really had that ball knocked out of his hands, but it was there, hung out perfectly by Grant DeSalle. In the right corner of the end zone, it was there for Hirsch, the leading receiver on this Chapel Hill team, with 33 grabs on the year. But he just couldn't quite haul it in. So now it's second down and 10. Again, a pistol setup. And handoff, McDowell runs to the left. Plenty of room, past the 25, over the 20. Ricky McDowell to the 15, escapes a tackle, over the 10-yard line, and Ricky McDowell fights ahead inside the 10 to about the 6. What a run by the young man, Ricky McDowell, in just his second start here for Chapel Hill. A gain of 24 on the play to the Crusader 6. A fabulous run. At a time when Chapel Hill needs a skill player to rely on, without Darius Allen, a young man who really helped this team and carried this team to the 3 wins that they've had this year. McDowell will get the call again, dead up the middle, past the 5, trying to reach across the goal line. Did he get in? Did he get in? No, they say he got to the 1. Very close to crossing the plane of the goal line, but just shy of it. It took Andrew Anglum and Sean James, who leads this team in sacks and tackles for loss, to keep McDowell from scoring what would be his first Chapel Hill touchdown. The Tigers are looking for their first score in 5 quarters. They were shut out last week against Orange, and they didn't score against Northern Vance in the 4th quarter. DeSalle, second and goal from the 1 now. Hands it off, dead up the middle goes Brandon Wendell. Did he get in? Yes, touchdown Chapel Hill. Brandon Wendell scores from a yard out, diving behind the right guard block of Logan Tisch, who graded out the highest among all the Chapel Hill offensive linemen this week, according to Chapel Hill offensive line coach Rodney Taylor. He graded out Logan Tisch at 85%. And so the Tigers have scored the first touchdown of the game. Now they'll try to make it a 4-point game. Connor Albrecht will try the extra point, and it's blocked. That was a Superman-like launch that time by the Crusader, who got his hands on that one. Quite a play by number 72 on the play that time. That was Drew Whiteley who got it. But Chapel Hill scores the first touchdown. They have the lead, a 1-yard touchdown run by Brandon Wendell. And the score is Chapel Hill 6 and Cardinal Gibbons 3. And you're listening to high school football here on WCHL. We'll do a commercial.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Brandon Wendell with a 1-yard touchdown run. All sorts of great things happening for Chapel Hill on that drive. Lots of things to be encouraged about, including Ricky McDowell with 2 solid runs to set up the score. And, of course, it all got started off the interception by Brandon Nickerson. So Chapel Hill gets 6 points off a turnover. And this has been one unpredictable Chapel Hill team when you get right down to it. So there's no telling what you're going to get from night to night with this squad. The kickoff, a line drive, is bobbled by Albrecht, and then it is picked up. The kickoff was by Albrecht, rather. And then the ball bobbled by DiMaggio, but he comes up with it. And he manages to get 12 yards on the return to the 31-yard line. So Cardinal Gibbons will come out with the football now, looking to reassume command. Chapel Hill took an Orange team that has not lost this year, battled them all the way, came within an eyelash of pulling the upset last week. That came after narrowly beating a Northern Vance team, which has among the longest losing streaks in the state, and before that a win at Oxford Webb in double overtime, and Webb wound up losing last week to a previously winless Cedar Ridge team. Here's the pass, and it's intercepted by Chapel Hill over the 30-yard line, 25, 20, 15, and out of bounds at the 10-yard line, Daniel Govert. Stankavich looked over the middle, and he threw it right to Govert, who returned it down to the red zone, to the 7-yard line. So Daniel Govert comes up with the second straight pick of Stankavich, and now Chapel Hill is right back in the red zone. Two straight giveaways by the Crusaders. And the Tigers not only have the lead, and not only have life, but they have confidence. Just what an injured team needs. DeSalle will run the option. Another shovel pass. Wendell dodges a tackler at the 5. Touchdown, Chapel Hill. A 6-yard touchdown pass. Brandon Wendell with his second touchdown of the game. And even though it probably didn't travel 2 feet, Grant DeSalle will get credit for his 13th touchdown of the year. The second time that Chapel Hill has gone with the shovel pass in this game, and the Tigers now lead 12-3. Here's the extra point. Albrecht, snap, spot, kick up, and it is good. So the kick puts Chapel Hill now up by 10 points. It is 13-3. Connor Albrecht with the extra point. And we'll do a timeout. The score, Chapel Hill 13, Cardinal Gibbons 3. And you're listening to high school football here on WCHL.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
It was about this time 1 week ago that Chapel Hill was causing ripples all throughout Durham County, Orange County, Granville County, Chatham County, too. The way the word got around that they were shutting out Orange, and now Chapel Hill causing some ripples in Wake County, Orange County, Granville County, Durham County, right back tonight, trying to pull another upset. Here's the kickoff. Albrecht kicked it out of bounds. Saw that last week by Northwood. Cardinal Gibbons will have a similar option here. They can either take the ball at the 35-yard line, their own 35, or force Chapel Hill to kick off again from its 35. But this is a Cardinal Gibbons team that is very businesslike in its attitude most times. Yet tonight they have played somewhat haphazardly, especially the two tosses by Stankavich, which have resulted in interceptions. The last one by Daniel Govert, which wound up turning into a touchdown pass of 7 yards out. Grant DeSalle throwing to Brandon Wendell. First down now for Cardinal Gibbons at its own 35 with 5 wide receivers. And here's Stankavich, deep in the pocket, meets pressure, going to take off with it. Far sideline, forced out of bounds into the Tiger end of the field after he gained 2 yards to the 37. Stankavich is the dual threat. Isaac Marsh realizes this and wanted to contain that as much as possible. Looks like they have rotated spies in the middle linebacking core. Brandon Wendell right back in there with Brandon Nickerson, both those players keeping an eye on Stankavich. Second down and 7 now. Play action fake. Here's the throw across, and it is dropped. Brandon Loy had it in his hands, and then it popped out. That's the third drop pass already in the game by the Crusaders. And it will be third down and 7 now. You get the feeling this is a big play. After 2 consecutive turnovers, if Cardinal Gibbons goes 3 and out here, something big could be up. Chapel Hill leads 13-3. Third down and 7. Stankavich takes the shotgun snap. Looks, holds, going to make a break for it. Over the 40-yard line, got the first down, past the 50. Stankavich still going, oh, what a block, past the 35, and Stankavich run out of bounds inside the 30. A wallop of a block made that time I believe, by Dante DiMaggio. And that one freed up Stan Kavich for another 10 yards. And indeed, it did turn out to be a big play for the Crusaders as they crossed the 50-yard line right back into Chapel Hill territory. A big run by Stan Kavich, good for 32 yards, and it'll be a first down. Stan Kavich will put three wide receivers to the left and one more to the right here. Chapel Hill stays back in a standard 4-3 setup here. Defending against spread. Stan Kavich will throw far sideline, and it is caught to the far end of the field, out of bounds, shy of the first down. It was Dante DiMaggio with the catch to the 23. So call it a gain of 5 here, and it'll be second down at 5. We mentioned that this is a business-like Crusader team. They are also a veteran squad. DiMaggio and Stan Kavich, one of 22 seniors on this team. This is an experienced group. Inside handoff. Peyton Opnick up the middle. Past the 20, past the 15, and over the 10-yard line. Stopped up shy of the 5. And Peyton Opnick in there for the injured David Smith, the leading rusher on this team. Brings the ball right to the nose of the goal line, but now we have a Tiger down. So it'll be first and goal just in just a moment here for the Crusaders, but we'll check on the injured Tiger first. And right away, Cardinal Gibbons trying to establish its offense after the big third down play a moment ago. The third and 8 that turned into a big run by Stan Kavich, trying to climb this team out of a hole that really he put this team in, quite honestly, after two big interceptions set up 13 Chapel Hill points. The injured Tiger still down. This is a unique surface here at Cardinal Gibbons. They have some lush facilities, and they have field turf. It's one of the few high school stadiums in the state, or really anywhere in the country, that has field turf. You see it in Texas. Of course, back in the late 80s, early 90s in Texas, some of those teams wound up playing on AstroTurf, which was essentially carpet put over concrete. This is a much more safer surface, similar to what you'll see at Appalachian State and Western Carolina, some of the snowy climates. But it is different for these players. And, of course, it helps out the type of offense that Cardinal Gibbons runs here. The injured Tiger making his way now to his feet. And we'll try to get his number here as the Tigers try to set up and defend their lead, which is at 10 points. It was Daniel Govert, the man who picked off the last Dan Kavich pass, who was down, and he's helped off the field now. Chapel Hill really running short of troops. They've lost the top two tailbacks, and they don't have the services of Noah Layden tonight, who leads this team in receiving touchdowns. He had a 100-yard game earlier this year against Carrboro. We mentioned the loss of Darius Allen, and I asked Coach Isaac Marsh earlier this week, do you think the Orange game would have been any different if Allen had played? And he wouldn't respond yes or no definitively, but he did say it would have been interesting. All right, first and goal here for Gibbons. Stan Kavich with a handoff. Peyton Offit races around left end, hit at the 5, and he stopped at the 4, maybe the 3-yard line. The white wall set up by Emmanuel Thorpe. And Austin Turner got in there as well. So it will be second and goal now from the 4. Gibbons has opted for the ground game here as they're now putting two backs in the backfield for the first time tonight. Richard Scourin is also in there. Offnick the call. Sets up a cutback lane but can't get any further than the 2. Chapel Hill's defense holding tight on the goal line as once again Jamon Obi comes over to help out on the stop along with Brandon Nickerson. So third down and goal. Third and goal from the 3. Offnick will stay in the backfield. Cardinal Gibbons will go with a more standard spread setup here. Three wide receivers tight with the formation to the far end of the field. Stankavich looks for the swing pass for Offnick. Holds the ball. Now meets pressure. Makes a break for it. Stops shot at the line of scrimmage. Now runs forward. Throws in the back of the end zone. Is it caught in bounds? No. Caught out of bounds. Out of bounds by Offnick. So once again, Chapel Hill's defense coming up with some big stuff now after Cardinal Gibbons drove inside the five-yard line. It will be fourth and goal from the three, and this time it doesn't appear that Cardinal Gibbons will just opt for a field goal from Brandon Lloyd. They're going to go for it here. From the three-yard line, Cardinal Gibbons hasn't broken the huddle yet. Now they do with 12 on the play clock. Again, Offnick will go to the far end. Earl Gill, the tightest receiver, Stankavich, making a signal to DiMaggio to come closer to the formation. And now we have whistles with one on the play clock. Cardinal Gibbons appear to be disorganized. Now they call a timeout. We're going to hold it right here. We don't want you to miss anything here with a minute 17 remaining in the first quarter. And Chapel Hill leading this game 13-3 after two interceptions. Set up two Tiger touchdowns. The first interception by Brandon Nickerson set up a one-yard run by Brandon Wendell. And then a pick that came on the very next play from scrimmage after the touchdown run by Wendell. An interception by Daniel Govert set up a shovel pass touchdown as Grant DeSelm threw once again to Wendell, this time from 7 yards out. But it hasn't been all turnovers and touchdowns in this game. When Chapel Hill has had the ball, they have been impressive running, especially for a team that really doesn't have very much in the way of skill players right now. What a critical play this will be here. Fourth and goal from the 3-yard line for Cardinal Gibbons. They'll put in Earl Gill, along with Stankavich in at quarterback, of course. Keep your eye on Chris Gorman. Leading receiver on the team, 23 receptions and 3 touchdowns this year. Stankavich about to meet a blitz, it appears, on 4th and goal. He'll roll out to the far end of the field, looks to throw, throws pass, incomplete! Led his wide receiver too far, and the Chapel Hill defense comes up with a big hole. It was intended, sure enough, for Chris Gorman. On coverage was Brandon Nickerson. What an effort so far by Chapel Hill. You know they have to be drained after that remarkable game last week against Orange, in which the teams basically played a scoreless tie in regulation until Orange scored on the very last play of the contest. Cardinal Gibbons appears to be uncertain about what the defensive call is. Chapel Hill will take over on downs now at its own 3-yard line. DeSelm stands back in the pistol in his own end zone and will hand it off. McDowell just looks for any room that he can create, which is to about the 4, maybe the 5-yard line. So it will be 2nd down and 8 here as Chapel Hill will try to ride out the clock in the first quarter. Clock running with 53 seconds remaining. Isaac Marsh has pulled some stunners over the years, and I asked him about the nature of this team after that disappointment against Orange, losing the way they did. 2nd and 8 now, as the ball moved out to the 5-yard line. DeSelm will throw from his own end zone. Throws over the middle, and the pass is caught for a first down. Aaron Hirsch has passed the 10-yard line. Now he loses the football. Cardinal Gibbons picks it up to the 5-yard line, and getting into the end zone, the Crusaders will score. It was Dante DiMaggio who picked it up and ran it in after Hirsch fumbled it at the 15. If Hirsch had gone down, it would have been a first down for the Tigers. But fortune wasn't with them this time around. And instead, it turns into a defensive score for the Crusaders. It's a 16-yard fumble return for a touchdown by Dante DiMaggio. So now it's 13-9, and Brandon Lloyd will try the extra point with 26 seconds remaining. So some points for the Crusaders off of defense here as the kick is up, and the kick is good by Brandon Lloyd. And Dante DiMaggio with the 16-yard fumble return for a touchdown scores the first Givens touchdown of the evening. It is Chapel Hill 13 and Givens 10. And you're listening to high school football here on WCHL. We'll do a break.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the goal line this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't fumble with the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get your jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. So come see us in Carver at 309 North Greensboro Street or call us at 919-942-3153. Check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Heels!
Cardinal Givens, in a quarter that's been full of points off turnovers, strikes for one of its own now. Just to Chapel Hill, appear to be grabbing momentum. Aaron Hirsch had the ball. He had the first down, but he couldn't hold on. And Dante DiMaggio scooped it up and scored off the fumble return. And Cardinal Givens gets a new life just when things seemingly were going against him. After Chapel Hill had come up with two big goal line stands here in this quarter, one that held the Crusaders to a field goal, and another, the defense had just come off the field after holding Cardinal Givens scoreless. That after the Crusaders got down to the three-yard line of Chapel Hill, but they came away with 3 points off those trips inside the five, and now the turnover changes everything. Here's the kickoff. It's a short one taken at the 20, past the 25, and to about the 29-yard line goes the return man for Chapel Hill. And that turned out to be Aaron Hirsch as well. So it'll be first down coming up here for the Tigers with 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Now, one thing we've learned here tonight, this will not be a runaway, at least not yet. This is a Chapel Hill team that gets a lot of fight and a lot of intestinal fortitude from its head coach, Isaac Marsh, now in his 10th season. Out of the pistol, DeSelm with the play action fake to McDowell, throws near sideline, the pass is caught by Wendell again, past the 40, and Brandon Wendell concludes a fabulous first quarter with a 13-yard gain. Brandon Wendell with two touchdowns, one in the air, as far as shovel passes can go in the air, and another on the ground, and here a 13-yard pickup. With 11 seconds remaining, Chapel Hill may opt to just go ahead and run out the clock here. Looks like that's what they're going to do. So Chapel Hill gets 13 points off of turnovers here. And we've got a contest in North Raleigh tonight. It's Chapel Hill 13, Cardinal Givens 10 at the end of the first quarter. And you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 WCHL.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
Jeff Hamlin back with you here in Raleigh, along with Hartford Circle. Very happy you're with us here tonight as Chapel Hill leads Cardinal Givens 13-10 going into the start of the second quarter here. It will be Chapel Hill ball at its own 42-yard line, first down and 10 after a 13-yard pickup as Grant DeSelm threw to Brandon Wendell. Now DeSelm, once again, out of the pistol setup. As McDowell in the backfield, and that's who gets the ball. And he disappears into a stack of dark jerseys after getting to about the 44-yard line for a gain of one on the play. So young Ricky McDowell, who had his career high last week rushing with 44 yards against Orange, appears to be on his way to surpassing that tonight. Gain is good for one here, so it'll be second and nine to the 44. Far end of the field, it's Aaron Hirsch. Two more wideouts to the near sideline as Wendell stands in an offset eye formation. From the pistol, throw over the middle, and the pass is incomplete. Flag is down. Aaron Hirsch appeared to be held as he was making his break to the middle of the field. One of the Crusaders had him around the waist, and that drew the flag from the back judge. It will be pass interference against Cardinal Gibbons. That appeared to be a pretty easy call because the man who was guilty of the penalty, Scott Henson, who has two interceptions on the year, really didn't wage very much of an argument. So Chapel Hill will cross the 50-yard line off that penalty for the third time in four possessions. The first Chapel Hill possession ended in a three and out. But then Chapel Hill took advantage of two Cardinal Gibbons turnovers and scored two touchdowns. Chapel Hill started to go to the line of scrimmage, but we have an official timeout. The markup will come at the Crusader 41. Official timeout because they're having problems with the chains to the far end of the field. Grant Isselm had to battle to get the starting quarterback position, and now Chapel Hill is going to use a little bit of its own spread. They'll employ five wide receivers. Wendell to the nearest of DeSelm. In motion goes McDowell. He'll take the call. No, it's going to be DeSelm on the keeper. Past the 40 and over to the 35-yard line. So Grant DeSelm uses a little bit of zone read, just like Stankavage has done most of the night, and Chapel Hill wants to go hurry up. Right back to the formation. Here's DeSelm after the gain of seven a moment, or call it six a moment ago. And now the shovel pass. Wendell takes a hard hit just after catching the ball, collecting it to his waist. But even after getting hit, still fought forward and got 2 yards out of that. That wasn't yards after contact. It was yards after being walloped. Still a fine play that time by Wendell to get 2 yards out of that. It'll be third down and two. Chapel Hill now employs three wideouts, all to the near side of the field. One back in the backfield is McDowell. DeSam from the pistol, hands it off. McDowell looking for the first down, but he's hit right at the line of scrimmage and doesn't get far at all. Certainly didn't get the first down. First man to get in there was Richard Scourin. Also in there was Stephen Albright. No gain, so it'll be fourth and two. Chapel Hill never hesitates. They're going for it here. Four wide receivers. And it looked like that the motion and the movement by DeSelm calling for a fake snap caused Cardinal Gibbons to jump offside. The PA announcer has already called it offside for the official indication by the head referee. Now he calls offside. Chapel Hill, the senior leadership of Grant DeSelm, gets 5 yards on the Crusaders and gets a first down. Earlier this year, we saw Cardinal Gibbons against Cedar Ridge. And we'll tell you what we saw from that game in just a moment. Now it's first down. And here's the handoff. McDowell with a big hole around the right end, past the 25. And he is bulldogged down at the 23-yard line. So Ricky McDowell continues to make his presence felt as he picks up five more yards and spent some steady gains on first downs tonight for the Tigers. Cardinal Gibbons ran away from Cedar Ridge, winning that game with ease 5 weeks ago, but they also made 13 penalties in that contest. They do get undisciplined at times, especially for a team that has so many seniors on the squad. Here's the end around, and it'll be a zone read keeper by DeSelm, looking for the first down, dives inside the 20, and is close to the first down. And what a half that Grant DeSelm has played thus far. The senior has got the first down after a gain of five. DeSelm has shown an eye for running the football at times, especially over the last 4 weeks, as he's gotten more used to this offense, something we did not see in Chapel Hill's early games this year against Riverside, South Granville, and Carrboro. But ever since the conference slate started, we have seen more versatility from the senior quarterback. DeSelm, out of an empty backfield. And it'll be a shovel pass going to Wendell. It was a quick shovel, and that time Wendell got stacked up for a loss. It was a fake end around and a fake zone run that time by DeSelm, and he managed to pitch it over to Wendell, but he got swallowed up for a 3-yard loss. Chris Kazarian makes his eighth tackle for a loss this year. He's got 97 tackles now on the year for Cardinal Gibbons. That leads the team. The loss is a three. Back to the 21-yard line. It'll be second and 13. DeSalle out of the pistol. Takes the shotgun snap. Looks. Throws deep in the flat. Pass is caught. Wendell is hit at the 18 and got back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he could go. The stop made there by number 52 on the play, Patrick Riley. So it'll be third down and long. It'll be third down, call it third and 11, from the 18-yard line. Tigers just breaking the huddle with 12 on the play clock. Chapel Hill leads the game 13-10. The last Crusader score came off a Chapel Hill fumble, returned for a touchdown by Dante DiMaggio. DeSalle takes the snap with one on the play clock, scrambles away from pressure on third and 11, throws it now in the end zone, pass is caught for a touchdown! Far end of the field, Aaron Hirsch hauled it in. Aaron Hirsch made the catch. It's his third touchdown of the year. Talk about redemption. Aaron Hirsch caught it in the very back of the end zone. And Chapel Hill now leads 19-10 with the extra point coming up by Connor Albrecht. DeSalle now is going to run a play for two here, but he wound up losing the football out of the shotgun snap. And the play is no good. So Chapel Hill tried to do a little bit of Larry Fedora there as they never moved the line over from the left side. They never swung the picket fence across. But DeSalle, who was still in there as the holder on the extra point, never could get a handle on the snap. So the try for two, no good. But Chapel Hill will be content with a two-possession lead. It is Chapel Hill 19, Cardinal Gibbons 10. And you're listening to high school football here on WCHL.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
The touchdown pass, it goes from Grant DeSalle to Aaron Hirsch, who makes his third catch of the year. Chapel Hill tonight without three regular starters among skill players in this game. And still they are taking the fight to Cardinal Gibbons on the road. 19-10 the score. Albrecht with the kickoff, and it's taken at the 25-yard line over the 30 and wrapped up. Lost football! Ball is loose! Chapel Hill dives on it! Have they got it? Yes. Let's see who got it in there. Looked like Connor Corpus, number 11. And Chapel Hill forces another turnover. The third of the game by Cardinal Gibbons. And just like that, Chapel Hill will take the ball back now at the Crusader 24-yard line. Connor Corpus wound up taking the ball back after the fumble by Dante DiMaggio. Empty backfield once again here. And here's the handoff going to McDowell, cutting around left in, always pop, but he stays on his feet again, but then he's taken down. What a hit put on that time by David Smith.
Number 42, David Smith making the stop.
Smith is the regular tailback on this team, but so far tonight, Cardinal Gibbons has not used him as a tailback. They've use number 21, Peyton Offnick. So Chapel Hill will take it back. Still, McDowell got three out of that to the 22-yard line. Call it a gain of two, so it's second down and eight. And here's Grant DeSalle back to throw. Looks, pump fakes, now going to take off with it over the 20, near sideline, pass to 15. Oh, he actually barreled over Crusader and got to about the 15. It was Smith looking to lay another hard hit. DeSalle said, oh, no, you don't, and it was Smith who wound up flat up his back. That time, the quarterback took the mic to the linebacker. I think that says it all about the effort Chapel Hill's bringing tonight. DeSelm just shy of the first down. It's going to be third and a very short two here. Out of the pistol formation, we have whistles, and Cardinal Gibbons has called a timeout. Let's get Hartford Zirkle here on the air. And Hartford, what can you say about this effort so far?
So far, this is a very surprising effort by the Tigers. Coming out 19-10 in this first half has been absolutely shocking to many, but they have been led mainly by their star quarterback, Grant DeSelm, who actually just ran over a defensive back. So Grant's playing great, the Tigers playing great, and they've also been really helped out by some Cardinal Gibbons turnovers. I think just in this first half alone, Cardinal Gibbons has three turnovers. So let's look to see if the Crusaders can keep on to the ball and if the Tigers can keep on capitalizing off of these turnovers. Back to you, Jeff.
Well, it's very interesting that things have worked out that way, Hartford, because remember, Cardinal Gibbons has all sorts of things to play for here. Over the next 2 weeks, they will play Orange in Hillsboro, and then they have to go up against Northwood here in Raleigh. The Big 8 Conference gets three automatic bids to the playoffs. Chapel Hill would become playoff eligible if they win here tonight, but you have to remember there are 57 3A teams that are playoff eligible right now. 64 will make the playoffs, and there are another 17 teams in 3A football right now that have three wins. Chapel Hill is one of those 17. If they win here tonight, they help their playoff cause immensely. Third down and one, and we have flags down. And what do we have here? A sideline warning called against Chapel Hill. The Tigers are so enthusiastic to the far end of the field that they managed to step out a little closer to the boundary than they should. No yardage mark off here. It's just a warning. Chapel Hill will huddle up once again here. It's been a long drive by the Tigers, and it's been a long start to this quarter. They've had the ball exclusively in terms of plays from scrimmage. The Crusaders had that ball for only about 5 seconds or so. Wendell is the one back in the backfield on third and short. He puts his head forward like a battering ram trying to get the first down. And Wendell is close to it and should have it based on that mark. Need to get inside the 14, and he's got the first down. So Brandon Wendell, who has been reliable all night long, scoring two Chapel Hill touchdowns, manages to put his head forward and move the chains once again. We're halfway done with the quarter, and Cardinal Gibbons has not run a play from scrimmage in this frame yet. It is 19-10 Chapel Hill, and the Tigers are looking for more. McDowell is in the backfield. The Chapel Hill wideouts, one of them at least, lined up to the wrong end of the field. Now DeSelm sets him straight, still has 2 seconds to get the playoff, gets the snap, does DeSelm, throws in the flat, pass caught, Wendell past the 10, over the 5, goes for the pylon, far corner of the end zone, touch, no, he held up shy of the end zone. The officials started to mark him off for a touchdown, but they say Wendell got to the 1. So it will be first down and goal, another big play, the wheel route by Brandon Wendell. And he's marked up about 2 feet shy of the goal line. Wendell will stay in the game as the lone back in the backfield here. DeSelm will go under center to take the snap. DeSelm, handoff, Wendell, dives forward, touchdown Chapel Hill! Third touchdown of the night already for Brandon Wendell. And the Tigers stunning the area, stunning the conference. They lead 25-10. The extra point coming up by Connor Albright. What a game it's been, and what a performance by Chapel Hill. They have not let an opportunity go by. Albright with the extra point. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:09 remaining in the first half. And Chapel Hill, just 1 week after a rigorous loss to Orange, leads Cardinal Gibbons in Raleigh 26-10. and you're listening to high school football here on chapelboro.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
So Chapel Hill takes another turnover, and so far tonight, the Tigers have managed to score 20 points of three Cardinal Gibbons turnovers. And the Tigers lead this game 26-10. Earl Gill lined up in the backfield along with Chris Gorman. Also back there, Jackson O'Corn. Kickoff angle near sideline will be taken by Gill past the 30-yard line. And Gill's got some room, but he's tripped up at the 32-yard line by number 34 on the play. They'll have a 34 on the roster, unfortunately. That was the player who made the tackle. We'll try to get that later on. But regardless, it's a first down for Cardinal Gibbons at its own 32, and they've got work to do. The Crusaders have lost just one home game all year. That came 2 weeks back against Southern Durham. And now they're down 16 against an unheralded Chapel Hill team that came into this contest 3-5 on the year. Stankavich goes out of the shotgun. And the handoff, Offnick with room to run around the left side, dodges one Tiger. The pursuit cracked down on quickly, and Peyton Offnick fights ahead to about the 36-yard line for a gain of 4. Chapel Hill strung that play out very well. Peyton Offnick found some room, though, and managed to get to the 36-yard line for a gain of 4. So it'll be second down and 6. Gibbons trying to find a rhythm offensively here. It's been disrupted by turnovers tonight. Four wideouts. Offnick will take the handoff once again. Can't break out of a tackle, and he's stacking down just at a gain of 1 on the play. Big man for Chapel Hill, number 77, Joey Raines. 6'5", 233, took Offnick down, and it's going to be third down and 5 now. Stankavich will roll out to the near sideline. Looks, he'll throw, and the pass is caught by Gill, who sprints for the first down near sideline. Where will the mark come? Yes, they're going to say first down. Head official went ahead and just told the chains to move on over as he ruled that Gill got out of bounds right at the 43. He had an angle, did Gill, to move the chains to get the necessary yardage, and that's exactly what he got. So it'll be a first down for Cardinal Gibbons. And Offnick again takes the call, escapes one Tiger, bidding for a tackle for a loss, and Offnick crosses the 45 to the 46. The first man to get through was Brandon Nickerson, who nearly managed to take him down for a loss. But instead, Offnick gets 3. And it'll be second down and 7. Chapel Hill leads 26-10. You heard that right. A big underdog were the Tigers, but now they have a chance to pull off a major upset. Here's Stankavich, back to throw, meets pressure, going to make a break for it. He's over midfield into Tiger territory, stays in bounds. And where will the markup come? Inside the 45 of Chapel Hill to the 42. And that is the sneaky quickness of one Sean Stankavich, something that his father showed many years ago, although he was more of a pocket passer. His son has developed that zone read offense very, very well. And it's a big reason why Cardinal Gibbons most likely is headed to the playoffs. But after tonight, who knows what can happen. Here's a play fake, and Stankavich will throw. Pass is caught. Gorman has got it, but only for a very short gain, as he caught it at the 40-yard line and not an inch more. So Chris Gorman got 2. Gorman's the possession receiver on this Cardinal Gibbons team. That's his 24th grab of the year. 3 for touchdowns. Call it 2nd and 8 from the Chapel Hill 40. Stankavich with a play-action fake once again, looking to go deep. He'll throw it deep down the middle for DiMaggio. It's caught inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. Dante DiMaggio score the first Cardinal Gibbons touchdown tonight on defense. And here, he sets them up inside the red zone at the Tiger 6. A pretty pass that time by Stankavage as he struck DiMaggio right down the field. Now Stankavage runs the option. Keatson himself looked to pitch it even as he was going down, and he's tackled at the 5. Stankavage picked up a yard. 61, Malik Jackson comes over on the stop for the Tigers. So it'll be second and goal. This is the portion of the field where Cardinal Gibbons has struggled to score tonight. They've had two trips inside the 10-yard line of Chapel Hill, and they've come away with 3 points. One on a field goal on the opening drive of the game, and the second time around, they came away with nothing. Second and goal here. Standard eye formation for Cardinal Gibbons. Stankavage, misdirection handoff, and Offnick is tackled in the backfield for a loss. Offnick and some groans now coming from the home grandstand over the play calling. Tackled at the 7-yard line for a loss of 2, and it was Jackson once again getting in there, along with Joey Raines. Third down and goal. DiMaggio goes to the far end. He's the only wideout. Stankavage will run this out of the I formation. Now some confusion by Gibbons on where to line up, and they break away from the I and go with 4 wide receivers now. Stankavage takes the shotgun snap, meets pressure in the backfield, runs away from it. He's going to go for the end zone himself, hit at the 2. Now he loses the football in the end zone. It's loose, going toward the back corner of the end zone. Who recovered it? It's going to be a touchdown for Cardinal Gibbons. It was a loose football, and it went to the back end line, nearly out of the end zone. It was Chris Gorman who recovered the ball in the end zone for a touchdown. And I mean the very back of the end zone. If that ball had gone 2 feet further, it would be Chapel Hill ball on a touchback. But the Crusaders get lucky right there. And now they're going to go for 2, and the ball is snapped over the quarterback's head. Stankavage picks it up at the 25. Totally ad-libbing here, just going to launch up a Hail Mary, and a man is there, and it is caught in the back of the end zone for 2. Unbelievable. It was Brandon Loy who got back over there, and a play that looked like it was going to be disastrous turns into 2 points. And can you believe after all that, it's now a one-possession game. Stankavage with the pass to Loy that turns into 2 points. And with that, we go to a break in wild fashion. The score is Chapel Hill 26, Cardinal Gibbons 18. And you're listening to high school football on WCHL.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You're listening to high school football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Quite a sequence here tonight. Just moments ago, Cardinal Gibbons really with a play that could save their chances of winning the conference championship, as their quarterback, Sean Stankavage, fumbled the ball but was recovered in the back of the end zone, the very back, by Chris Gorman. Brandon Loy with the kickoff, and it's taken and bobbled. Ball is loose at the 15. Chapel Hill picks it up, and now spinning out of a tackle is the Tiger who fumbled it. Getting over the 20 to the 23-yard line is Ricky McDowell, so it'll be first down. And on the two-point play, it was another situation where Gibbons faked. It was pretty much what Chapel Hill did, except Gibbons made it work. The snap went over the holder's head. Stankavage went backwards about 25 yards just to get the ball, and he launched up a total Hail Mary But Brandon Loy was there in the back of the end zone. He made the grab for two, and it's an eight-point game with 1:04 remaining in the first half. DeSelm from the pistol. He has Wendell in the back of the right behind him. The pass over the middle, incomplete. And the intended receiver is saying, wait a minute, that was pass interference earlier on. What about now? It was Aaron Hirsch, and it appeared that he may have had his waist grabbed as well, but no flag. So it will be second down and 10 with 1 minute remaining. Both teams have two timeouts to go in this half. Again, the pistol set up for Grant DeSelm, who has two touchdown passes in the spring. Brandon Wendell has three touchdowns in the game. DeSelm meets pressure here, going to launch it down the field, but it was well behind his intended receiver, Austin Turner. So now it's third down. That one may have slipped out of DeSelm's hand. And it is a chilly night here. This is the first cold weather game of the year for the Tigers, really. They're calling for frost overnight. And if you look out in the distance, you can see the North Carolina State Fair traffic withering away for another night. And an event going on at the RBC Center, or the PNC Arena, I should be saying now. Have to get the corporate sponsors right. 54 seconds remaining in the first half. Chapel Hill leads by eight. DeSelm wanted to go with an empty backfield. Now some adjustments being made, and Chapel Hill's going to have to burn a timeout here, even though the clock was already stopped. Not something you want to do if you want to mount a last-minute scoring drive just to get organized here on offense. That's an August mistake that's made here in the midst of October. Not something the coaching staff will be happy about. Third down and 10 coming up. And we'll hear from Hartford Zirkle on the stats coming up here in just a moment, but we can go ahead and tell you that Chapel Hill's had a good night running the football, 85 yards on 18 carries. When you consider the defenses that they played this year, and you take the quality of opposition that Gibbons provides, that might be the most impressive total Chapel Hill has had. There have been games this year where Chapel Hill didn't have 85 yards rushing. Right, last week they didn't have that against Orange and that fierce defense that the Panthers have. But Chapel Hill has benefited from three Gibbons turnovers, and every one of those turnovers has turned into touchdowns. 54 seconds remaining here in the half. Chapel Hill has it third and 10, and here's a swing pass going far end. It is caught by Aaron Hirsch, looking for the first down, battles over the 30, and he's got the first down. Aaron Hirsch streaks forward shy of the 35-yard line, and Chapel Hill keeps this drive alive off another grab by number 3. The play works for 13 yards. Chapel Hill still has got some time to work with here. 46.2 seconds remaining. Clock has stopped to move the chains. Now they start on the head referee's orders. Wendell goes in motion. DeSelm from the pistol. And now fumbling the handoff is McDowell, but he covered it right up. Goes over the line of scrimmage. And McDowell gets to the 37-yard line. Let's see if that causes Coach Isaac Marsh to go ahead and call off the dogs and just be content with an 8-point lead here to go into halftime with. Chapel Hill will have to run one more play. Well, actually, they don't even have to run this. Grant DeSelm's just watching the clock, but there's no play clock running, and Chapel Hill looks like they're going to be content with an 8-point lead here to wrap up this first half. It's been some half of football here by Chapel Hill. Really a fine effort by this team that is undermanned, both in terms of line players and in terms of skill players. But they come out tonight, and over the first 24 minutes of this game, they have an 8-point lead against Cardinal Gibbons. It is Chapel Hill 26 and Cardinal Gibbons 18. We're going to do a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, Hartford Zirkle is going to provide some statistics for us. All that and more when we come back. The halftime score, Tigers 26, Crusaders 18, and you're listening to high school football here on WCHL.